Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to another player profile, this time Carlos Carrasco on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, March 4th. I am Frank Stamfold, joined by Scott White, and we got a request for Carlos Carrasco via Terrence. So let's take a look at Carrasco from last year. Scott, 3.97 ERA, 1.33 whip, right at a strikeout per inning. His most innings since 2018, he threw 152. The good, obviously the strikeout rate. Swinging strikes, 12.9%. Managed to stay somewhat healthy. The bad, the whip, 1.33. He was very hittable. 337 BABIP against. Allowed a good amount of hard contact, 32nd percentile, and his fastball was crushed last year, 331 batting average against with a 549 slug. Scott, what are you expecting from Carlos Carrasco, and do you have any interest as a very late-round sleeper?
Well, I loved Carlos Carrasco going into last year. I thought he was a very obvious bounce-back candidate. He had had some health issues in 2021, which led to his awful numbers, same as in 2019. But in between, I mean, 2020 was a healthy year for him, and he looked pretty dominant, 2.91 ERA, 10.9 K per nine, more like the Carlos Carrasco we've seen for most of the last decade. So he managed to stay more or less healthy all season, made 29 starts and won 15 games for a very good Mets team, but nothing else was that great. And in particular, the 1.33 whip stands out as just being untenable in the modern game. Maybe that'll change with the infield shifts going away. Singles are expected to increase a certain amount. But I still don't think we're going to see a lot of pitchers with an ERA over 1.3 that we consider worth rostering in fantasy.
You mean whip? Whip over 1.3?
A whip, yeah. Yep. A whip above 1.3 that we consider worth rostering in fantasy. I look at the individual components for Carrasco, and I still see a lot to like. The swinging strike rate, just broadly speaking, is good. The walk rate is good. You look at measures like xFIP and FIP. ERA estimators, they're mainly looking at walk rate, strikeout rate, home run rate, and they still suggest Carlos Carrasco's pretty good. 345 xFIP, 353 FIP versus the 397 ERA he actually delivered. But then you look at xERA, which is mostly measuring quality of contact. It's accounting for quality of contact in a way those others aren't. And that's 408. So that may be the more accurate reflection of what's going on for Carrasco. He does allow hard contact. He's always allowed a good amount of hard contact. His fastball is not a particularly effective pitch. It's just needed to bring out the rest of his arsenal. But he's allowing even harder contact now than he used to. I think his stuff has diminished just enough that he's reached a breaking point where he's just too hittable to be somebody that we can count on for ratios help in fantasy. Might still give you volume, might still give you wins, but I don't really see him bouncing back at age 36 this year to the Carlos Carrasco we had grown accustomed to in like 2018 and previously.
Yep, the age is getting up there, Scott, as you mentioned. It is a contract year for what it's worth. You know, maybe looking to get paid for another, you know, short-term contract after this year if he can put a good season together. But Carlos Carrasco, the ADP, this is also kind of a problem, Scott, because he's going at 292. It's very late in drafts, but there's other very interesting starting pitchers going around there. So Carrasco versus Ross Stripling, Carrasco versus Trevor Rogers, Carrasco versus Tyler Malley. I have somewhat interest in Carrasco, but I can't take him over any of those guys personally.
Yeah, I agree. It's a range of the draft where you should already have wins pretty well accounted for. If you're chasing at that point, maybe that's the justification for taking Carrasco, but it's a real problem. And, you know, those upside targets, if they make good on their upside, they're likely to provide you double-digit wins as well. And I agree. I'd rather shoot for... like, I don't... I think it's... maybe Carrasco delivers a similar stat line to last year. I think that's a reasonable outcome. But I think a reasonable outcome, too, is he just collapses. As an ERA over 5, we never hear from him again. While Trevor Rogers, for instance, could bounce back to 2021 numbers and be... like a number 3 starter for you in fantasy.
Yeah.
So that for the cost of a relatively late pick, I'm pretty much always going to shoot for the upside. And if it doesn't work out, I can find boring types on the waiver wire usually.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye!
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.